Chatbot Door AI. What should Christians think of the video game series Silent Hill?
Introduction, 100 words. In recent years, video games have become an increasingly popular form of entertainment, captivating millions of players around the world. One such game series that has garnered immense attention is Silent Hill. Known for its haunting atmosphere, psychological horror, and deep exploration of the human psyche, this game series has intrigued and captivated players with its unique storytelling and thought-provoking themes. However, for Christians, the question arises, what should they think of a game that delves into darkness and terror? In this podcast, we will explore the game series, Silent Hill, from a Christian perspective and delve into its themes, implications, and the important factors to consider when engaging with such media.
Understanding the game, 300 words.
To fully grasp the Christian perspective on Silent Hill, it is important to delve into its gameplay mechanics, narrative elements, and the underlying themes explored. The game series revolves around the fictional town of Silent Hill, which manifests an alternate reality, a nightmarish version of the town. Players often find themselves navigating through this haunting environment, encountering grotesque creatures and unraveling a complex storyline that involves psychological trauma, symbolism, and personal demons. It is crucial to note that the game pushes the boundaries of horror, often exploring themes of guilt, regret, and psychological torment. Exploring the themes, 400 words. From a Christian standpoint, certain aspects of Silent Hill can be seen as problematic, as the game consistently delves into dark and terrifying subject matter. However, it is essential to evaluate the underlying themes and ask whether they can serve a purpose within the context of the game. Silent Hill highlights the consequences of sin, the consequences of one's actions, and the human struggle with guilt and redemption. It explores the depths of the human psyche, depicting the internal struggles individuals face when confronting their darkest fears and sins. While the game may present a bleak and foreboding atmosphere, it ultimately poses the question, what is the path to forgiveness and redemption?
The moral compass of the game often remains ambiguous, as the characters themselves are flawed and tormented. This can be seen as an opportunity for players to reflect on the reality of the human condition and the need for divine intervention in overcoming personal struggles. The fear evoked in Silent Hill can serve as a vehicle for provoking introspection and reflection on one's own spiritual journey. As Christians, it is crucial to approach this game series with discernment, recognizing the potential negative impact it may have on sensitive individuals while acknowledging the opportunities for deeper contemplation and personal growth.
Engaging with the game, 500 words.
When considering the impact of Silent Hill on Christians, it is essential to focus on how individuals choose to engage with the game. Each player has the responsibility to set personal boundaries, knowing their own cognitive and emotional limitations. This game may not be suitable for everyone, and it is vital to recognize the potential risks of exposing oneself to excessive violence, psychological trauma, or negative influences. For some Christians, engaging with Silent Hill may be an opportunity to analyze the complexities of the human condition and explore the themes of redemption and forgiveness within a medium that challenges traditional narratives. Through critical analysis and discussion, players can find ways to extract the positive elements from the game while remaining diligent in safeguarding their mental and emotional well-being. Conclusion, 200 words.
In conclusion, the video game series, Silent Hill, presents Christians with a complex and thought-provoking experience. While the game explores dark and terrifying themes, it also provides an avenue to reflect on the consequences of sin, the human struggle with guilt and redemption, and the need for spiritual growth. However, it is essential for Christians to approach such games with discernment, understanding their own limitations, and setting personal boundaries. Engaging with Silent Hill can be a means to analyze and confront the complexities of the human psyche, but it must be done with caution, ensuring the preservation of one's mental and emotional well-being. As Christians navigate the world of video games, including those with darker themes, They are called to be mindful of their spiritual journey, seeking wisdom, discernment, and guidance from their faith.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.